Yep.
Hello, Carol. Okay.
Hi,
so welcome to this session. Me coaching you. Right. So, Carol, do you have sort of an outcome or an issue that you would like to address? So, what happened?
Yes. I'm going to relate it to the clean coaching, and what I'd like to be able to do is remember and use the questions without having to have them in front of me on a piece of paper. So I'd like to be able to access the questions and use them appropriately in a natural way so that it just happens.
Okay, so it's like to access the questions and then use them appropriately.
Yeah.
As it happens.
Yeah. So without having to refer to the kind of process what I've just heard and then look at the questions and think what would be the best question to ask based on what I just said, I would just like to hear it and then a question automatically pop into my head to ask.
Mm-hmm.
The right question would pop into my head to ask.
Okay, so the right question will pop into your head to ask. So, is there anything else about that right question popping into head to ask?
It would be it would be the right question, but I would feel that it was the right question. And that feeling is kind of in my heart area. Yeah.
Okay. So when the right question comes into your head to ask, you feel it. And that feeling is in the heart area. And what kind of feeling is that feeling in the heart area?
It's a strong feeling, like a feeling with conviction.
And it's a strong feeling. A feeling with conviction. Is there anything else about that strong feeling with conviction?
It's almost like the feeling is a little character standing up and kind of stating and kind of saying, I'm the question, I'm the right question. So it's almost like the question's come to life and has kind of climbed up and gone, I'm the one, ask me.
So that strong feeling is like a character standing up. That comes up, and it's like the question.
It's almost like the character's kind of climbed out of my heart area, not out, but it's still kind of in there, but it's kind of climbed above it, and it's gone, I'm the one. So it's kind of volunteered itself.
And is there anything else about that volunteer, that character that's climbed up above your heart and volunteered?
It's like it's got a paper in its hand and it's waving the paper.
And the paper in its hand, what kind of paper is that paper?
It's a blank piece of paper, but it's got questions on it. It's got that donut thing on it. But the paper's blank when you look at it, but the...
And that paper, Yeah. So is there anything else about that paper? It's a blank piece of paper that has got like questions on it, but it's blank. Anything else about that?
It's like the questions are in the paper, so you can't see them, but they're in it, within it, part of the paper, part of the why the paper's made, so you can't actually see them, but they're there.
Okay. And this paper, all the questions are in it. It's like the way that they've been made with the paper. You can't see these questions. Where could this paper have come from?
It's come from inside of me. It's come from that heart area. It needs to be kind of, it's like it needs to be delivered to the head. So it's there. But it needs to be almost, it needs to be delivered to the head and embedded in the head as well. Because it's like, it feels like the head and the heart there should be connected, but it's not, it's somehow separate.
So this piece of paper is inside of you, and it's in the heart area, and it somehow needs to be delivered to the head and embedded there. And is there anything else about that need to be delivered and embedded?
It's like it doesn't know where to go to be embedded. It's kind of like there's a big black hole in the head area. So it doesn't really know where to go to be embedded. It knows it needs to go somewhere. So I guess it's like my little cartoon characters waving this bit of paper going, yep, I'm the one. And it's like the cartoon character needs to run up to the head and find somewhere to post it so that it's delivered.
And for the cartoon character to know and where to deliver, where this letter to be delivered, what needs to have happened? For this letter to be delivered?
I need to have a light switched on in the head. I don't know where the switch is. So it's almost as if there's something missing. Before I can switch it on, it's like I need to find something else or not I, or perhaps this character, maybe this character is me, but on that journey, there's something else I need to find out before I can switch it on and deliver it to get the right address or to see where it needs to go.
Mm.
It's almost like there's something missing that I don't know about that will make sure it's delivered to the right place.
Mm. And there's something else that's missing. That needs is somewhere along there and needs to be found before this letter can be delivered. Does this something else have a shape or size?
No. I don't really know what it is. I just feel there is something else that I need before I can do that. But I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. And what would you like to have happen?
I need to find what it is. I need to find what it is. It's almost like there's a piece of a jigsaw missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe I need to, look at the stuff that we've been sent as well. I mean, it may be that I'm feeling like this because I've not reviewed all of the information that we've been sent, and I'm kind of feeling that I haven't got time to do this properly. I'd like to sit down and dedicate time and read stuff. So it may be that it's just a case of reading some of the other stuff that Angela sent, that will help. Or maybe completing the rest of the modules that will help. It just kind of feels that there's a bit missing to help me do that.
Okay, and this,
I guess it's like finding it. I don't even need to switch a whole light on, just perhaps find a torchlight to, yeah, maybe just find the little torchlight to kind of find my way along. It's about exploring, I suppose, maybe just finding the torchlight and exploring until I find where it goes. Yeah, actually that doesn't feel quite so bad as not knowing where it where it is at all, and what it's just the exploring, getting that torchlight and having a little explore, and eventually I know I will find the place where it goes.
And this torchlight, whereabouts is this torchlight?
That's moving, but it's held in hand as a cartoon character. So it's got the paper in one hand and the torchlight in the other hand. And it's kind of moving along, and the cartoon character's kind of gone up to my head, and it's kind of searching around, shining the light, looking in the darkness to find the area where it needs to go. And it will just know. When it's found it will just know.
Okay. And when it knows, what happens?
When it knows, that connection will have been made. So the cartoon character won't have to kind of pop out and go, "Yay, it's me, ask me," because it's up there already to come out.
And when the cartoon character just knows and this connection has been made, what happens to the questions in the paper?
see them. But I can see them. I can see them in my... I can see them through my right eye, and it's kind of at the back of my right eye, up in my head a bit. That's where they are. That's where they need to go.
So they're back in your right eye, and that's where they need to go. Is there anything else about that?
Once they're there, it's like they're connected to my mouth. So they just come out, but obviously they come out at the right time. So there's a connection. There's kind of a connection that's been made. It has to be made from the heart area to that head area at the back of my eye. And once that connection's made, when it needs to come out, it will just come out of my mouth. So there's another connection there.
So, and when this cartoon character just knows with the torchlight is one hand and the paper in the other, and the questions become visible in the paper in the back of your eye, and the connection is being made to your mouth. What happens to the... Is there a relationship with that strong feeling in your heart, like conviction?
It's almost like... it's like it's a new pathway, and I've got to tread that pathway lots of times to embed it. So I've got to make the footsteps deep, so it's there, so the mark's been left. So it's kind of like, I think I've just got to keep practicing it, and just by the act of practicing it, it's going to, that little cartoon character is going to be really busy going up and going up, but eventually he'll know his own way and he won't need a torchlight. He can just get there. Well, he'll get there, and once he's there, it's just there, but the kind of bridge to get there is just to keep treading that path and keep practicing it, and then it will just happen. Yeah, that's it. I think that's it. It is just, I need to practice it. I need to practice it. And practice it and keep treading that little path. Or the conscience keeps treading that little path. And then once it's happy to know the route there and the destination, that's it. That'll be done. That'll be formed.
Okay. And what needs to happen for you to practice? To me?
I need to just do it. I need to just do it and identify time, you know, opportunities to do it. So I need to get probably more people to practice on. And then just general conversations, consciously be aware of when I could perhaps ask those questions and practice using them then.
And can you just do that? Can you just practice?
Yeah, I can. I can, because I know the pathway's there. I think perhaps what was stopping me was thinking there was no pathway and it was just dark, actually. But now I can see there is a pathway. I can see where it needs to go to be embedded, and I know to embed it, practice will help me. So I think before I was not practicing or being very fearful of practicing because I kind of didn't know where or how. Now I do.
Hmm.
So it's not so scary, and there's a way of it.
Hmm. So there's a way. So would that be an okay place for bringing the session to close?
That's a great place to stop, Tara. Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Carol.
That was really good.
Okay.
That was really quite amazing. Because I went from just seeing, not being able to see anything, to actually seeing a pathway. So that was really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome.
And the thing that did that was when you asked about when the paper was in my head, what had happened to the questions, and it was kind of like, oh, they're there. And that helped me then see that there was a pathway there.
Mm. Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. You're welcome. That's what sometimes we all need, little reinforcement that it's all there within you.
Yeah.
It's marvelous, isn't it?
I know.
The kind of things that we normally just block out. But you know, this is I was conscious that, you know, it was a very short session this way around, so I, you know, but so we met the objective.
We did.
Yeah, thank you. You come up with great metaphors. It's very easy to sort of follow them. So it's such a pleasure to practice with you, I have to say. If you just make it so easy. you know, that was brilliant. Okay, is there anything else you want to say to Angela or before I finish off this recording? Are we good now?
Yeah, I think we're good. I look forward to Angela's feedback.
Exactly. Excellent. I'm going to stop this recording now then.
Okay.